his discoveries and strongest friends. Learning the language of failure is as important as finding out how to succeed, and only those closest to us, and most expert in both, can bring us safely back to Earth.
Josie Rourke reading her essay for the series On Directing. Well, tomorrow, the film director Mike Figgis reflects on the lessons he learned while working on big studio films in Hollywood and on how those experiences shaped his own approach to directing. That's at the same time, 10:45 here on BBC Radio 3. And also tomorrow night, not just directing, but conducting too, our interval feature during our first BBC prom of the season explores what it's like when you have worked tirelessly to get a choir up to scratch, only to hand the baton on to the star conductor who comes in to conduct the music in the actual concert. What is it really like when they sit there watching someone else getting all the glory? The Trials of the Chorus Master is our 20-minute feature at around 8:30 tomorrow evening. But let me hand the baton on now to someone who deserves all the glory for putting together tonight's edition of Late Junction. Nick Luscombe is here. Nick, good evening.
Good evening. Thanks very much. In the mix tonight, we've got a new track from Adrian Sherwood and Pinch, the sound of 60s Thai band The Son of PM. We've got a recording from our new generation artist for tonight, Jennifer Johnston, plus a very special Late Junction collaboration session featuring the music of pianist John Tilbury and guitarist Derek Bailey. And kicking off the show tonight, this is Lux Harmonium. Way heavy and unknown. Well, you can find that on a 10-inch CD, or 10-track CD rather, that comes free with the latest limited edition 7-inch single on Static Caravan from Lux Harmonium. Higher and Hull, the name of that. And welcome to Lake Junction with Minnie at Luscombe, the last of my two-week run here at BBC Radio 3. And it's a live programme tonight. We're here till 12:30, so feel free to get in touch via Twitter at BBC Radio 3 or email lake.junction@bbc.co.uk. And next up, from Cold Spring Faultless Youth, the new album by British electronic duo Kai Campos and Don Maker, together as Mount Kimby. This is Home Recording. It's funny, I was emailed this album last week expecting for some reason a techno record because the person who sent it to me. So quite out of the blue when I actually listened to that. Turkish clarinet maestro Cüneyt Çepeçki and orchestra Dolap Deri with a modern take on classic Roma gypsy music, as well as folk songs from Albania, Macedonia and Spain from a brand new album released on a record label from A Hawk and a Hacksaw called LM Duplication. And before that, a 60s recording from the Thai band The Son of PM, who were inspired by an influx of Western rock and pop music, including British guitar band The Shadows. And you can find that on the album Hey Klong Yao, another great release on that brilliant box that we've been sent from the Japanese record label EM, fast becoming my favourite Japanese record label. And something worth checking on the BBC iPlayer is Music Matters, which was broadcast last Saturday. There's still a couple of days to check it. All about Egypt and Susie Klein's recent visit to Cairo, where she met musicians and cultural activists. Incredible kind of timing and a great programme. So check out Music Matters on BBC iPlayer, and also all the shows from my last week also up there as well. For this month's Late Junction session, pianist John Tilbury fulfilled a long-held ambition to collaborate with his friend Derek Bailey, the avant-garde guitarist who died back in 2005. And with the permission of Bailey's widow, Karen, John Tilbury selected unreleased gems from Derek's archives and brought them along to Maida Vale, where he created three tracks for prepared and unprepared piano. The first of the three tracks coming up, and before that, some words from John Tilbury on the day he met Derek Bailey.
I can't remember exactly when I first met Derek, but I do remember the occasion quite well, because we subsequently didn't play, we played hardly ever together. But the first occasion was, well, it's memorable, though the memory is blurred, but we were playing at the Northampton Public Library, a lunchtime concert. I can't remember what we were doing. The place was pretty well empty, I think, but outside, just outside, on the steps of the library, there were lots of old age pensioners, people like me, to be like Derek now, who were munching away at their sandwiches and probably wondering what the hell's going on in that library. That was our audience. So they must have got something, and they must have been able to hear it. But there's this lovely picture which Derek evokes very well about the old age, the old people munching on the sandwiches, hearing these weird sounds coming out from the library while they sat on the steps in a sort of warm summer's day.
Epiphone Emperor Regent. And it's not new, it's 51 years old. It's very nice. And one of the previous owners, or maybe the previous owner, I don't know, had his initials in what they call those things. Diamantes, not diamantes. Glitter stuff. And it's LR. And I figured he might be the Lone Ranger. Which would be all right. I don't mind that. Thank you. Instead of at the end, whenever the end's likely to be. Because when I finish playing, I like to do other things than answer questions. So, on the off chance that anybody had any questions, you can ask them now.
You're passing through.
That's Rare Birds, a British progressive rock band founded in 1969, mostly remembered for the haunting organ-based track Sympathy, which sold 1 million copies globally. And that track is now featured on the latest Late Night Tales compilation, which has been put together by Norway's Royksopp. And before that, the first of our three session tracks, recorded exclusively for BBC Radio 3 Late Junction from John Tilbury and Derek Bailey. And we've had a very nice tweet from Nick Drew referring to the incredible organ track we started, I think it was Tuesday's Late Junction, with Pierre Cochereau. He says, "I've never heard an organ sound quite like this." And yeah, it's a pretty extraordinary piece of music. You can still hear that on the BBC iPlayer. Late Junction shows from this week available there. And we've got more organ music coming up later on. Next, Kintel, performed by Dagger and Colin Gordon. was released back in 2005 on the Ilma Pladid record label. It's now available digitally. Estonia's Mushroom from the Neteri Jeka album, which combines electronics and violin and piano, as you just heard. And it's Nick Luscombe on Late Junction. Many thanks for all your tweets and emails tonight and on my shows the last couple of weeks. Some great musical suggestions and comments. And we can't always respond to all of them, but we're taking notes and we're reading them. So keep them coming if you can at BBC Radio 3. And more from our Late Junction collaboration session now. Here's John Tilbury talking about what it's like to work with a dead man.
Derek and I had always wanted to do a duo recording together. And we never quite managed it. It was in the later years that we were trying to set up something. And his health was failing. We would get close to it and then he would phone up, say, I'm just not up to it, I can't do it. And of course he died, and I always regretted that we never did that. I would like to have done it, even though we didn't play much together, but I always admired him. I thought that would be interesting to do something like that. I admired him as a musician. I thought, yes, let's do the duo. Never happened. So when you contacted me about the duos, I thought, well, there's nothing more original than playing with a dead person. And you, perhaps rather foolhardy of you, but you went ahead with this. My proposal is a curious thing, because Derek is suddenly very much alive, especially when we hear his voice. And I feel he's sort of sitting here in the studio, and he's waiting for me and I'm waiting for him, and we're not quite sure what's going to happen. Thank you.
That's the second of our John Tilbury and Derek Bailey session tracks, The Birthday Party, Part 1. Incidentally, the session will be available shortly as a podcast alongside our other Late Junction collaboration sessions on the Radio 3 website. Personally, I think it's a really interesting collaboration, a great idea as well. Some of you might disagree. We had a tweet from Michael who says, it isn't music, it's noise. Fair enough, you know, good comment. Keep them coming if you think that's the case as well. Let us know. We're interested to hear that at BBC Radio 3. And on a slightly different subject, the track that we played, I think it was last night, from Keith in Seville, who really enjoyed the version of Hallelujah that we featured yesterday. So thanks for that. And next up, music from the On New Sound versus Tectonic 12-inch, which pairs veteran producer Adrian Sherwood with Pinch, who's one of the leading lights in the development of dubstep. This is the Weed Psychosis mix of Bring Me Weed. Continue our theme of world hip-hop music. That's a track I picked up whilst making a radio documentary in South Africa recently. Johannesburg-based producer Soul Factor and MC Solomon with the sci-fi hip-hop and Zulu rhymes of BFG, the title track from their album Pop Models. And before that, new music from Adrian Sherwood together with Pinch. And staying in Johannesburg now with Nancy G, who's performing at London's Southbank Centre on Friday the 19th of July, her only UK date this year. A live recording of Boy. Mm-hmm.
myself the answers. Sit down, never looking around inside of my head. And I wonder if you'd return to me as an infinite song. Sit down, never looking around, we guess we'll find ourselves the answers. And getting down to the rhythm and sound inside of my head. You could be, did you know? If you grow old, you could set your spirit free. You can flow like the river that's been flowing inside of me. Oh boy.
Do.
Grammy Award-winning Malian Wasalu musician, sometimes referred to as the songbird of Wasalu, that's Umu Sangare. She started singing to help her mother feed their family and made it to the finals of a contest for the nursery school of Bamako, where she performed in front of a crowd of 6,000 at the Omnisports Stadium. That was Jorolen. And now the final track from our Maida Vale Late Junction collaboration session from John Tilbury and Derek Beatty. This is Birthday Party Part 2. That's Birthday Party Part 2, the final track from our Late Junction collaboration session between John Tilbury and Derek Bailey. A very unique piece of work, a session available on the BBC Radio 3 website, as I said, as a podcast very shortly. And more music now from one of our new generation artists. Tonight is the turn of Liverpudlian mezzo Jennifer Johnston. She's performing at the Proms on the 11th and the 4th of September. Sorry, the 11th of August, that is, and the 4th of September. And for tickets and information, check the BBC Radio 3 Proms website. Here's a recording made exclusively for BBC Radio 3 of Jennifer performing Britten's Corpus Christi Carol. music from John Cage from 1976, an extract from the Harmony of Maine and from it, Invitation LM. You can find that on the Works for Organ performed by Gary Fergade. Before that, Jennifer Johnston, our new generation artist on BBC Radio 3, Britain's Corpus Christi Carol. And that's pretty much it. Thank you for listening to me, Nick Lescombe, here on Late Junction. Max Reinhardt will be in the chair next week. And of course, all of the BBC Radio 3 Late Junction shows available on the iPlayer. Time for one more track from me, which is from the excellent Project Moon Circle record label combined with Finest Ego, a track created with a series of field recordings from 19-year-old Australian producer Dykesy. This is Benoit. From the excellent Project Moon Circle and Finest Ego record labels, that's Dykesy, a track called Benoit. Full track listing on the Late Junction page of the BBC Radio 3 website. Mr. Max Reinhardt in the chair next week, as I mentioned. BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. And now we join Jonathan Swain through the night.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. Our Baroque spring is now well into its stride, and this concert of Bach and Handel is one the European Union Baroque Orchestra, conducted by Lars Ulrik Mortensen, gave in November 2011 in Warsaw. To come here, a Handel Concerto Grosso, the eloquently expressive Il Pianto di Maria by Ferrandini, a Bach Brandenburg Concerto and a cantata of his, and a Handel cantata to get the show on the road, one of his so-called Italian cantatas, a sacred one, A Che Troppo Inequali. It's from the time the young Handel was in Rome in the early 18th century, absorbing every musical influence there was. The soprano is Maria Kirchhain.